Cool Nuts.
Around that same time, when I was about 5 years old, my Uncle Freeland, my Grandpa Barney, and my dad was docking calves. They'd cut the end off the calf's little bag, and then they'd take out the testicles and throw them over in a little hole. And that made the calf a steer. My Uncle Theodore, we called him Ted, Uncle Ted came toward me swinging these white wraps with him. "You want me to fix your shoes?" Uncle Ted asked, mischievously. "Sure," I said, having the impression he had a hidden motive. My pair of shoes with laces coming undone in the backs was worth a lot to me. When I'd walk, I'd have to shove my foot into the shoes. Well, Uncle Ted whispered to me, "Orion, will you run over to that hole and pick up all them little things in that bloody little rag and you bring them to me? You do that, then we'll go out to the sheep herd and I'll fix your shoes." So I did. Uncle Ted placed the tiny bloody pieces of meat into the strips of white rags. He put me up on the horse, heaved his muscular frame up behind me, and away we rode like the wind, our hair flying in unison with the horse's mane. "Why did we have to come clear out here?" I asked. "You could have fixed my shoes at the corrals." "You'll see," he said, grinning from ear to ear. "Help me get some cedar wood. It makes a hot fire. And it don't smoke as much as pine." I didn't know what he had in the white rags. "What's in the rags?" I asked. Uncle Ted snorted out loud, "They're bull nuts!" He sharpened the edges of two cedar stakes and stuck them in the little pieces of meat and roasted them over the fire until they popped up. And then he'd salt and pepper them, and he'd eat them. Well, if Uncle Ted can eat them, I can eat them too, I thought. So I ate him too. I was a hungry child, and by the time I was old enough to know food was food, I learned to eat it, no questions asked. Uncle Ted laced the back of my shoes like he said he would, with a piece of scrap material. It was like tearing a piece of rag off of a dish towel. "Thanks," I said, as I walked around proudly in my almost new shoes. That was great. I had a full stomach and awesome shoes to boot. We left the sheep herd from the 10 Mile and rode all the way back to the ranch on the homestead and went to my grandparents' house. My Aunt May was standing nearby. "What have you been eating?" she asked. "There's black all around your mouth." "Bull nuts," I replied, innocently. "I really enjoy them." "Holy cow, you ought to see Uncle Ted's expression." His face turned bright red and he ran out of there like the clatter hills of hell was after him. I started to run, too. I didn't know why exactly, but I knew we must be in trouble. Mother finally caught me by the collar and scrubbed my face and hands till they were raw. "You shouldn't have told your mother. You shouldn't have got me all that trouble," Uncle Ted said later, his voice a bit threatening. "You said they were bull nuts. That's all I knew," I replied defiantly.